You are listening to First Team Podcast Extra Time with former professional soccer player Kiesel Broom and host John Frusciante. Check out our website for all the latest news on lower division soccer. Our website is firstteampod.com.
Could be danger again. The shot parried away by Kiesel Broom.
The shot and Broom with the excellent save.
Another save. That's three in a row from Broom. Unbelievable from Kiesel Broom.
We are currently seeing the rise of regional leagues in lower division soccer in the United States, of course. Where are you on this topic? Do you prefer regional leagues at the semi-pro and the amateur level, or national leagues similar to the NPSL and the UPSL that have regional play, but those clubs in those leagues still have the chance and the opportunity of playing nationwide in their playoff structure?
I think the regional league side of it is great for, you know, the USL League 2 and MPSL, just because it gives the opportunity to players to travel just a little bit, nothing too crazy, but it gives less expenses when it comes to the club. But on top of it, the national side, obviously you have to qualify for the playoffs, but being able to qualify for the playoffs allows those teams to travel a little bit more. And then I would assume with that playoff, you know, qualification, there comes those added benefits of, you know, travel being taken care of, whether it's by bus or hotel or things like that. And I think once it gets to nationally, because I remember when I played for Ocean City in 2013, we made it to the Final Four and we got a chance to fly to Austin, Texas, all the way from, you know, Ocean City, New Jersey. So it was a great opportunity to obviously see a different part of the country that I'd never seen before. And, having the travel part of it was awesome as well to experience that.
Yeah. And do you think national leagues at the grassroots level, do you think they improve the quality of play compared to those regional leagues?
I think so. I think being able, because I feel like a different part of the country, you have different styles of play. You know, I think, you know, being in the Midwest, it's, you know, more physical. I think when you're in, you know, Southern Cal or in Florida, you have more of a flair, you know, more of a, you know, speed and attacking. You know, I feel like in the Northeast, you know, there's a lot of grit, hardworking individuals. I've actually never played anybody from the Northwest, but I feel as though, you know, those are the type of characteristics of teams from different parts of the country.
Yeah, and some fans, they might say, like, what's the point of playing in the NPSL, in the UPSL, if there's no fees for winning the league, right? There's no benefit, financial benefit for that club that does travel throughout the whole country in that playoff structure. The NPSL and the UPSL, they do offer some credits, I believe. They do cover some of those expenses, but we do have to touch on that traveling throughout the United States, it is very expensive, right? Not just on that professional level, on that grassroots, say, the amateur level. You know what I mean? It's a big...
Yeah, I think that the travel side of it, even when I played at the youth level, I mean, driving from, you know, out just outside of Philadelphia all the way up to New Hampshire for a weekend game, getting a hotel, things like that, and then driving back or going all the way down to... Or we had like a showcase. We would fly to Florida or Arizona or California for these showcases. So I mean the U.S. is such just a big country, so traveling in itself is going to be expensive no matter what, but because it's so big, you could find a lot of good competition within a 4 to 5 hour drive, which, you know, obviously will get the level up, but also getting past that, we'll be able to go into the national competition, which would be great.
And for our listeners, can you just maybe name off the top of your head the benefits of playing in a regional league for a player?
I think the benefits of regional, it's just, I mean, the benefits of it, I mean, one, you could kind of stay close without, you know, traveling too far and spending a lot of money on the club side of things. And it also makes it easier on the players, you know, I mean, being able to travel 2 hours to a game, obviously you make it a whole day of it, so the players don't have to get too mentally taxing in terms of the travel side of it. But I think it makes it easier, especially in those leagues where it's only for about 2.5 months anyway, where players can really get in a decent amount, a lot of games in a short amount of time. to one, increase their, you know, their playing minutes, increase their skill set, and really kind of set them up, whether it be college or for the next step in terms of their career. But the regional side of it is awesome. It's great, and it keeps the cost down for the clubs as well.
Yeah, and you said there that I guess the regional leagues are more easier on the players, right? So for a fan that might be against that term, right, of having the whole process being easy for the players, because a lot of people bring up the point where players abroad, right, in Europe, they have a more tough time, or they're playing more, they're more involved in the sport from a very early age. So, yeah. What would you say to those fans that sort of say, like, hey, in America, we should take it more seriously, we should be more competitive?
I mean, soccer in the U.S. is competitive no matter what. You know, the regional side of it, like I said, it's to be able to compete on a national level, you have to get through your regional competition first. And if, you know, you want to compete at a national level, you have to beat the ones that are around you, right? And you know, obviously, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, so... getting through the regional competition is first, and then it goes to, you know, kind of a little bit more bigger regionalized, and then goes to nationally. But the only way you're going to get to that national exposure is by beating those around you first.
Yeah, and just to note here, the UPSL, they have promotion and relegation in their setup there. So it sort of like helps out the competitive structure, right? Because you have the players at the top of their divisions that are at the top of their games. And then when the players are not on their games and they're not playing well and they're not performing, then they get relegated, and that's pro rel, but that's unique in the lower divisions because no other league in U.S. soccer has that within their own structure. So I think from a club mentality and maybe from a player mentality, that might help them out a bit, you know what I mean? Because it sort of puts the certain playing styles and the different levels on the same pyramid structure.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that having the pro relegation keeps it competitive and keeps it interesting, because like in every other league, if you're at a playoff contention, then it doesn't really matter, you know, like there's not much to play for. You know, people kind of go through the motions, but if you're not trying to get relegated, there's still something to fight for. There's still something at the end of the day why I need to go out and compete and give my all, you know, because there's an extra incentive behind it. But if not having that, you know, and we see it in all American sports. You see it in basketball, football, even the MLS. Like, you know, once teams get knocked out of playoff contention, they get worse before they get better. You know, so I think that having relegation gives a little bit of motivation and to run away from the pain of getting into a second division.
Yeah, and I think that's a completely different conversation for another day, right? It's that in American sports, we sort of reward failure, right? The teams that don't have the best records in the traditional American sports, they get the top draft picks, right? They get the best players or the best prospects, the best potential players. So I think that's a U.S. soccer problem as well now, because I guess in Major League Soccer, when you don't make the playoffs and you don't qualify, like you said there, there's nothing to play for.
Definitely agree. 100% agree. I think if they incorporate that, it definitely makes it a little bit more, it sweetens the pot a little bit for the players, because if you get relegated to, say, USL championship, you know, you have a bigger incentive to do that than not get relegated, than just to kind of play the season out and get the first round draft pick.
Lastly, keep it locked at firstteampod.com. That is firstteampod.com. That is the one-stop shop for everything on lower division soccer.